You know, I've been processing in the last few minutes a loss like this. And I haven't experienced this too often in my career, especially rivalry games. And I don't want to say the wrong thing. I'm not going to say too much because I don't want to voice certain opinions, which may be emotional opinions, rather than watching the tape and just getting a perspective on how good Nevada is, number one, and how bad we are right now. I think there's a level of lack of understanding by our guys of what the UNLV brand is, and that we're going to get everybody's best shot. Air Force, Boise State, doesn't matter who you're playing. Reno, it doesn't matter who you're playing. You're going to get, you're UNLV. And I'm not sure my young men quite understand the significance and the honor that they have on their plates right now. We only have a couple games left. As a staff, we're unified, we get it. We're trying to be creative. We're trying to do as much as we can, but there's no substitute for winning. Winning is the way that you get the monkey off your back. Winning is the way that you get the kids to buy in more to what you're selling. And teaching is a process. We've got a long way to go, obviously, in a short time to do it, so that's not a good combination. But I don't want anyone to feel like that's myself and my staff is not going to give 100% to the university and to the young man that said yes, regardless of the differential in talent. It's very painful, you guys. And it's a hard pill to swallow. So I'll just open it up. I just kind of told them the truth. I think they need to know the truth. I think it's a good life lesson. It's a good opportunity for them to grow. But didn't yell, cuss, and scream at them. We just told them the truth. And the reality of the situation, this transition has been, tough. So we've got to define how we're going to finish this thing. And that I thought was going to start today by their disposition of, in practice and their energy level. Man, it's just amazing that we don't get carryover when we're practicing the way we're practicing in terms of our effort. So we'll keep working at it, but I know what we're doing works, but it's not working with this group. So you got to figure out what else you want to do. And when you run up against the best player in the conference, he makes eight threes, and most of them were challenged. What are you going to do? Just pat them on the butt and send them down the court and say, good shot. Let's get ready for the next possession. And then the guys come off the bench, and they're making shots. And it's like the dam breaks on us, and we got to figure out how to plug it up. Wow. It's flooding, and that's tough to do. And I think the losing or the losses have affected the guys in a way. And this is what I told them. I said, affected the guys in a way where you're missing an opportunity to fight adversity. You're missing out on an opportunity to turn the tide and have a great emotional win. You're missing those opportunities just because of the lack of attention to detail and playing smarter basketball. I don't think that they're not playing hard. I think certain guys take plays off. I think that, there's settling to the bench to try to fix things. It's just, it's tough. So, but man, this is what we got. We're gonna keep pushing to the wheels fall off.
What was it to get to buy into what you wanted to do with the loss?
They give me the right responses, but we don't have to carry it over onto the game situation. You know, for the most part, a couple guys have bad body language, and I think they're just, you know, kind of, they have some immaturity issues, and we're trying to work through that. But for the most part, they're very receptive. I mean, the film doesn't lie. Basketball, there's basketball. It's not like, you know, I'm showing them edits of things that aren't true. You know, and they bob their head, and they're responding, you know what I mean? But it's just not, we're just not very good right now. I mean, I don't know how else to say this, but it's what it is.
Every coach always says that you're going to do everything to win every game, no matter what. As this streak has gone on, have you or your staff ever said to yourself, whether it be Coupette or whoever, saying, look, no matter what we have to do with this roster and this offseason, we better see these guys. Have you thought about playing guys like that more to get a look, or have you seen enough practice that you know where you'll go with your roster?
I am 100% certain where I'm going with my roster, so from a recruiting standpoint. So I've seen enough. I don't need to play a guy a few minutes here or there to determine his value to the future of what we're doing. I know who I want to roll with going forward, and I know, you know, what we need to do in the recruiting landscape. Anything else, guys?
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, appreciate it.
We're working on keeping a positive mindset throughout this whole process. You know, everybody loses, you know, but we just got to keep our heads up and next possession.
Yeah, just like you said, everybody's, you know, taking it hard. I mean, but 9-game losing streak right now. We're just still trying to find what we got to do to win.
Coach talked about the fact that maybe there's a lack of understanding on this team of what the UNLV brand means. What's your guys' reaction to that as to the fact that you guys are going to get everybody's best shot every game?
Just the history of UNLV, especially the rivalry. I guess that everybody's, I don't say everybody's new, but as an excuse, but I mean, some people don't know that background of games like that. And I mean, it showed.
The coach said you guys are still in practice, showing the things he wants to see. It's just not translating in the game. What do you think you need to do to carry that over from practice?
We just got to keep working at it in practice. You know, eventually it translates to the game, but we can't stop doing something in practice because we're not seeing it right away. You know, it takes time, but eventually it transfers over.
CJ, you got a few days until the Utah State game. You guys mentioned the streak. What do you anticipate the approach is going to be going up into that matchup?
Fighting hard. It's going to be, we lost some before, so we got to at least try to break it even. We've been losing. We're still trying to find out, you know, what it takes to win. But this game is going to mean a lot, being our last conference home game.
So as you've gotten longer into this losing streak, have you seen it have an effect on any of your teammates, the way that, you know, they are approaching games or carrying themselves? Or have you sensed a difference in personalities as it's gone on?
I actually haven't. I think everybody's still sticking together. Most of the time we're doing good in the games. It's just not the full 40 minutes that we need. And that's just our biggest problem right now.
Anything else for these guys?